Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I am scratching on a very deep topic because of time. And since God said we should handle this today, Father, give me unusual connection. Okay, God bless you. Father, give me unusual connection. There are connections God will give to you that people will ask you, how did you do it? There are openings and people that God will bring into your life that people will ask you, what did you do? And you will sit down and think, what did I actually do? You yourself will know that this is God's mercy. I pray for the people that are ready this night. The connection that is bigger than your lineage, the Lord will take you into them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, give me unusual connection. I'm still praying for myself. Father, give me unusual connection. In this life, when the enemy wants to destroy you, he sends one man into your life. When God wants to change your life, he sends one man into your life. I want to quickly pray for you. Whoever the devil has sent into your life to make you lose focus and miss God's purpose for your life, this night, I separate you from them in the name of Jesus. Whoever God is sending to your life that will make your life change, if you have not met them, let there be divine connection in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Psalms 113 verse 7 and 8. This is one of the best gifts God can give to you. When God connects you. When God connects you. When God, you didn't look for it, you didn't lobby, you didn't twerk to get it. You didn't naked to get it. You did not post your picture to get it. This is the hand of God. He raised the poor out of the dust. Dust is the lowest level of the grave. God lifted. Somebody here, the Lord will lift you. And lifted the needy out of the dunghill, out of gutter, that he, God, may set him with princes. You can't set yourself with princes. Educational level cannot set you there. It is God that lifted. I pray for 50 people very quickly. Where your father could not access, the Lord will lift you there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Said that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Can you pray this prayer? Let me hear you. Father, give me unusual connection. Say it three times. Let me hear you go. You better pray. You are not saying it very well. Shout a big amen. Amen. What is divine connection? Because if it's unusual, it has the hand of God in it. Divine connection is the opportunity given to man by God to break through in life. Divine connection is the opportunity given to man by God to manifest. I check my Bible. Connection does not come every day in a lifetime. It might be once or twice and your life would change forever. Let me pray on top of your head. May God give you the connection that will change your life. Amen. What is divine connection? Divine connection is an unusual connection, an opening of door to change your life. It is a door that is opened by the Holy Ghost, not by your manipulation, not by your gimmicks, not by so that they can see you, not by attention. No. I want us to start praying now. Why do we need divine connection? Because I want us to pray. Look at it in the Bible. 1 Samuel 2 verse 8. Need connection. Now, any man talking about, why do I need it? 1 Samuel 2 8. This is another version of what we read before. He raised up the poor out of the dust. Why do we need it? Follow me. And lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes. Why do we need it? So that they can inherit the throne of glory. There is a throne your father struggled to get. You know, get them. The Lord will put you there. For the pillars of the earth, the pillar that we cannot see of the earth, they are the Lord's, and He has set the world upon them. So there are invisible pillar that is holding the whole world. Put your upper up if it will not go down. Tell your wife to hold that place. Hold that place. Tolani, hold that place. Angel, hold this place. Bidemi, hold this place. Now, leave it just as the earth is suspended. Let it be suspended. You'll be surprised. So there are pillars holding it. God said He Himself will connect you so that you can inherit the throne of glory. In a lineage, in a generation, most times, sir, people find it difficult to inherit the glory. Nobody sit there in the family because they did not have the access. Can I pray on your head? May God grant you access to your throne of glory in the name of Jesus. Why do we need divine connection? Why do I need unusual connection? So that you can fulfill your destiny. Why do I need divine or unusual connection? So that an added value can be to your life. So that you will not live a life, you just live, so that you can live a purposeful and a value-added life. Why do I need divine connection? Number three, so that your spiritual life can shine brighter. Why do I need divine connection? So that you can have rest on every side. So that you not use all your life to struggle and to suffer. Oh Lord, give me unusual connection. The scripture is full of people that God connected them either for marriage, for ministry, or for teamwork. God Himself did it. I pray for you. If you did not come here to look at me, the Lord will give you unusual connection. All the useless connection you have used your hand to bring to your life that has brought you into trouble, the Lord will separate you from them. Divine connection that will take you to your next level of glory. Jehovah, open them up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be old and be suffering and be stranded in the name of the Lord Jesus. At every junction in life, there are people God has set for you. When you miss them, you miss glory. Every opportunity you have missed by your wicked character, by your nonchalant attitude, mercy speak for you again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. I thought I'm the one here alone. Oh Lord. Give me unusual connection. Say it seven times, let me hear you go. That is one. That is two. Three. That is four. That is five. Louder now. Most times in life, a man can never rise on his own except God help him. God will either use His agent or His angels for you. Abraham, God has to send an angel. Whichever way, if angel finish, angel no finish. Can I pray for you? God will put in place in your life angels and angels to support your mission. I pray for you again. There are levels in life I get to. There is nobody I can cry to. But somehow, God always comes through for me. Without begging or looking beggarly or thinking, I don't know how life is. I don't even look at. So I pray for you. The Lord will put people in place to support you in life in the name of Jesus. Look at me before we pray. If you want to avoid unnecessary struggling or struggles, you need to pray, Lord, give me unusual connection. When one person walks out of your life and you suffer, something is wrong. You have missed it somewhere. People have walked out of my life several times and I'm still standing because the Lord is my strength and He has planted people in place in my life. I want to pray for 100 people. Wherever you are, the Lord plant the right people into your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ruth and Naomi. Check the connection. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 to 18. The contract was over. What brought them together was over. But this lady said, I'm not going anywhere. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For without thou goest, I will go. And wherever thou lodgest, we shall lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. I said we are scratching this message. So I just crashed it. We'll find time to teach you well on it. Listen to me. Orpah has kissed mama and she has gone. We didn't hear about her again. There are people you don't let go in life. You are not begging, but you don't let go. Their God is your God. Do you know that Naomi's name was not written anywhere in the Bible as a book? But Ruth. So this mama became her mentor. Eventually, Jesus came from the lineage of Ruth. And Ruth wasn't an Israelite. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Give me unusual connection. Say your own as I've said my own. Elijah and Elisha. Carry your Bible. 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12 and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Okay, next verse. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah. And he said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said unto him, go back, for what have I to do with thee? Verse 21. And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instrument of the oxen and gave unto his people. And they did eat. He separated himself from them. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. This man that God connected to Elijah did times two of all the miracles Elijah did. He left his career. He left his people and he followed Elijah and he became one of the greatest prophets on earth. Let me pray for myself. Oh Lord, My Father, give me unusual connection. Oh, yeah, say amen. Let me hear you. Saul and Samuel. I hope you remember how they met. He was looking for his father's ashes, Abby. And the servant said, look, let's go and meet a man of God. So that servant knew this man of God, but his life never changed. But the man connected, oh God. Knowing somebody does not mean that God has connected them to you, except God does the connection. Look at me. There are people that have what you need in their back pocket like this. And there are people that need what you have. Can I pray for you? The Lord will make both of you to meet in the name of Jesus. When the people that they are looking for what you have, and they meet you and they have what you are looking for, two has finally caught four. If you will not struggle, look at me, my dear. You better pray and add this to your prayer. After opening prayer, after prayer of forgiveness, mercy and favor, please pray that God connect me to the right people in life. Or else, people will use you and they will drop you. And they will treat you as if you never existed. No vest. They were wrong people. Can I pray for you? May the Lord flush out the wrong people from your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. David was playing in the bush. He never knew that one man was looking at him. And after he has finished playing, the only thing he would hear was meh. But one day his service was needed in the palace. Help me. Apart from that, did David have any connection again in his life? Had he been in one day and failed, what would have happened? I pray on top of your head. Anything compromise and fail, connected but disappointed, shall not be your portion again in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to pray for myself. Oh Lord, my Father, give me a divine connection. Pray your own, let me hear you. Yes. Abraham and the host of heaven connected. Please let us remember that Abraham was sitting at his balcony. He saw three people going. They did not come to his house. They demoed for him. They were just going as they are going. Abraham said, these guys that are going, there's something up. Oh my God. And then after them, and he started discussing with them. Where now they go now? Come to my house. They were going to his house. God connected Abraham and the host of heaven. Sometimes you have even met angels before, but your normal character, snobbish, wicked character, abusive character, is in. You have abused an angel, they carry their load and they give to another person. I want to pray for myself again before we pray. Oh Lord, my Father, give me unusual connection. Pray your own, let me hear you. To fulfill your purpose on this earth, God Himself will be connecting you to people so that your life can have speed. See, anytime you are struggling and you are far below average, you have missed a particular connection. You will not scratch the ground before you eat again. You will not look in the hands of friends before you survive again. Yeah. At this point, I want to pray for myself again. Oh Lord, my Father. You can see, I'm praying with my whole mouth, not oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father, give me unusual connection. Pray your own, let me hear you. There are people that God must link you to. Let me tell you, you cannot link yourself to them. You can't. They are quickly irritated. They don't have time. They are busy. Look at me. Some of them are not Christians. But there is something in their hand God wants to collect for you. Pa, pa, pa. Before we pray, what do I do? This connection that this man God talking about, how can... The Bible said, looking unto who? The author and the world of your word, of your faith. Focus on Jesus. One auntie told me, maybe she's looking at me now. In our former church, he said, Daddy, all this nonsense that all these men are doing, if I want a man, I know what to do. I will just dress up and go to the airport. He said, before I go like this, and I go like this, except my cable is not there, they will look at me. It's almost 12 years now. I now ask her, what happened to your EKB now? How many people has your EKB connected you to? And Daddy now, I said, Mommy now, answer me. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Stop looking for the endorsement of men. Ah, they prefer me. Hey, Kinja Day, people don't know you. Don't know me. The people that God wants me to know and God wants them to know me, God will do the connection. I don't look for endorsement for anybody. If you don't like me, leave me alone. Looking at who? Jesus. Stop flaunting yourself above for people so that they can... Oh God, Jesus. The best that they will do is to be attracted. They admire you. And if possible, they play a smart one on you, use you, and dump you. Maybe you are the one that's looking for endorsement. Ah, fine boy. Thank you very much. Like he goat. Don't worry, you will be used. Should I still continue? Instead of looking for endorsement of people, get your location right. Because the people God wants you to connect you to, they are in the right location. When you enter that location, things happen. And Naomi told Ruth, he said, go to a particular farm. No, be so. He said, farm there, farm there. He said, go and begin to pick fruit. Oh, my God. Ah. Oh, Lord. Keep me unusual connection. Say your own, let me hear you. So I said, focus on Jesus. Stop flaunting yourself about. If it's business, okay, you're talking about business, advertising, you're fine. When it comes to divine connection, unusual connection, he raised it. Did you not see it? The poor. And he raised the needy from the dunghill. And he made him to sit. Not your beauty. Not your stature or status. Not your certificate. He lifted. May God lift you. Amen. Did you say amen? I said may God lift you. Amen. Stop looking for the endorsement of men. Man will only lift you to the level of their hand, and after their hand, they can't lift you. And when they see that you go ahead of their hand, begin to say, I made you, I bring you down. And Abraham said, I sworn that no man will be able to say, now then make me. Didn't you read it on Sunday? The God that lifted Abraham will lift you. Oh Lord, my Father. This your response is not good. Oh Lord, my Father. Give me divine connection. Give me unusual connection. Shout a bigger amen. Serve God and fear God. You want connection? Serve God, not man. Stop all the eye service. They invite us and say, is this a person going to be? If it's not there, I'm not going. Don't worry. Serve God and fear God. Serve God and fear God. Let no location change who you are. A leopard in Nigeria is a leopard in America. A chameleon in Nigeria cannot be a crocodile in Canada. You change once you change your environment. How does God connect you? Whatever you are doing, do it well. See, just one thing that you do, who did this thing for you? Where is the person? And bam, connection. You are connected. Do you decorate? Are you into lighting? Are you into whatever? Are you a fashion designer? Do it well. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it very well. And the man said, I have found a cunning singer. He said, when this boy sings, you now go sabi. But the boy never knew that they were looking at him. And he was just using this thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Inside bush, only him. Loud and hear his voice. He didn't miss any note when he was playing it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus. The Son. Inside Busho. And give him the glory. Praise him. And the sheep were mad. That was all. But people were hearing him. So that look at me, people are looking at you. You're surprised. Nobody's calling you. Don't worry. God has kept you for the best. But make sure whatever you are doing, you put in your. Don't miss all the dots, the lines. Don't say nobody knows me. I ain't sure where. Hey. Do the right thing. God is coming for you. He's sending the right people into your life. But make sure you do whatever you are doing, you do it well. And finally, you want connection? Pray for discernment. Pray for discernment. So when some people walk into your life, and several times people are walking to my life, come and join us. I've had a different association. I have an association of delight. So many associations that if I'm telling you open your mouth and everything seems good, and it's not joke, the brotherhood will raise immediately you enter. When you enter today, between 1 week, you do sacrifice, they move you. You must have discernment. My son, when the sinner is calling you, don't consent. May God give you discernment to differentiate between the godly connection and ungodly connection in Jesus' name. Amen. Any place and anywhere you enter thinking you are connected, but they will lead you to hell. May the Lord snatch you away from them quickly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right, but the end is what? Any way you will follow that will lead you to destruction. I pray for you this night. You will not follow that path in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said, the Son of Man, go as it's written. What is your name? Let me pray for your name. May you go as God has written in the name of the Lord Jesus. You want divine connection? Pray. Father, say after we say, Father, make me go as you have written. Written where? For he is the author. What you have written, make me go. I will not stress myself. When you see me sit in a place, God told me to sit there. I'm easily irritated. I'm easily irritated. Small thing, I've moved. When you see me sit down in a place, now God tell me sit down there. Say, when God told me to come to this land, I was in the bus stop there from 8 o'clock, and I was standing on the bus stop like this from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm telling you, no joke. 2, I was hungry. The Lord said, enter that place, eat. I finished it. I stood back there. And the person that came to pick me at 6, I ate in his house. The next morning, I went back and I stood. And I said, we used to do VG together. And I'm there. Let's stay now. I said, no. The person God said, I should wait for us not come. When the person came, I knew. I have enjoyed it. I pray for every one of you. May you enjoy this. Rise up on your feet, let us pray. Will you please add this particular topic to your prayer from today? Will you? Will you? And make sure you get out with, get out. Separate yourself from lying. Some of you can lie. Lying, those habits, it irritates people. And any connection that will take the glory of God from your hand, make sure you don't do it. Okay. So if you are here today, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, or you are watching me, asking for connection, it's not going to work. Our Father, what in heaven, is he your Father? Then you have to do it the right way. Every one of us will pray for mercy. Every one of us, everywhere. Lord, show me special mercy. Say, let me hear you. Now, let me ask you a question. God connected Paul and Timothy. How many times? After that, did you see any connection with Timothy again? God connected Joseph to the throne. How many times? How many connections again? You know, I say, how many? David went to the, how many times? Once. It's once. Do you know how many times God gave Saul a chance and he was failing. You will no longer fail in life. Lord, show me special mercy. If I have missed my connections, revisit me again. Revisit me again. Yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Everybody pray, 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 pray. Everybody pray, everybody pray, everybody pray, everybody pray. Everybody pray, everybody pray, everybody pray. Everybody pray, everybody pray. Your life is not supposed to be difficult. Your life is not supposed to be difficult. Compassionate Father, revisit me again. Revisit me again. Everybody pray. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I'm not here to say, Father, plant the right people into my life. Now, look at the president of Nigeria, president of America, in fact, the governor of Lagos State, or even assembly, whatever, you cannot meet them. But when God wants to connect you, God will touch them to come and look for you. Or to send somebody, call Timothy for me. No, be so. They born you where not to go. You will just brush now. Appointment that you have that day, you say, wait, appointment. Joseph was called once. He didn't go back. David did not go back. God connected Esther with the king. Did she go back? How many opportunities opened for Esther in her life? How many? David, how many? Joseph, how many? You know how many opportunities God has given to you? Plant the right people into my life. Let me identify them. Remove the wrong people from my life. Father, flush them out of my life. If you are not praying, something is wrong. If you are not praying, something is wrong. If you are not praying this night, something is wrong. If you are not praying, something is wrong. In Jesus' name we pray. Some people, there are marks on their body. Say after me, any mark on my life? Pursuing my divine helpers away. Blood of Jesus, clear them off. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Every demonic mark on my life, every satanic mark on your body, forbidding divine connection. For your glory. I would just to see you. That mark, that forbid profitable connection, clear away. In Jesus' name we pray. I hope you know that somebody is a connector or lifter of that person. Somebody is going to be your lifter. I want to pray on your head. Anything in your life that makes profitable connection to be an abomination, that thing clear away now in the name of Jesus. Please pray with me. Say, any spell cast upon my life that is making me to miss my divine connection, let that spell expire now. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Our God is a awesome God. He can do it for you. Any spell upon your life making you to miss your great connection. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The song of somebody is changing. The dance of somebody is changing. The time and the season of somebody is changing. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your voice and cry. Any spell that is cast upon your life, in Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your voice after me. Say enchantment. Say divinations. Working against my divine connection. Catch fire now. Say in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Enchantment. Say it. Divination. Lift up your voice and make sure you are praying. Be magnified. O Lord, enchantment. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Last year, I met a man that studied abroad. He was a professor. How can a professor suffer? And he returned to this country suffering again. He said he did everything he could do. So I told him, the first thing you're going to do is get lost. Get lost. Now, get out as if you have returned back either to Togo or anywhere first, because the eyes after, oh my God, his story is a bad case. See, after me, I refuse to die as a local champion. See, if you are going to be a global person, you need to pray that God will connect you. So that you will not just be relegated in life. As if you weren't born. God has angels and he has agents. If agents finish, angels no finish forever. God has created that our life is connected to somebody somehow. But the way we have treated that person might make you to miss great things. Some of you, once you meet another person, a new person, a new friend, you disconnect from other, and those ones are the real people. That's why you need discernment. The person you met tomorrow, you met today, you are meeting the person now, you disconnect, you say, you don't know anything. May God give you discernment. Amen. Let me pray this prayer for you myself. It will cost you 3 amen. May you be a global star. Amen. I want to pray the part 2 for you. You will not be a local champion. Amen. Say, Holy Spirit, do your complete work upon my life. Holy Spirit, do a complete work upon my life. Break that door for me to break through. Connect me with the people that you have ordained me to meet in life. Connect me to the people you have ordained me to meet in life. Lift up your voice. A complete work. Deliverance upon your life. That the doors locked against you will be open. In Jesus' name we pray. Father. I'm not here to say Father. The person that has what I need. Oh my God. And the person that need what I have. Oh Lord. Connect us together. Did I say you will connect to them? Who will connect you? Lift up your voice and pray the prayer. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and make sure you are praying. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. It seems you are tired, eh? In Jesus' name we pray. This is a book that I wrote, but I coined this one out of it. Father. No, he said, Father. Connect me to great men. See, if you have to buy everything with your own money, you are finished. There are things that people will buy for you. and you will not compromise. People will buy it for you. They will give you that connection. God will give you. I'm only hearing amen here. I'm not hearing from here. I said God will give you. See, eh? Don't forget what I want to tell you today. He lifted. Who lifted them? The poor. He lifted the needy. After he had done that, he made them sit down. Ah, say after me, say, Father, lift me from the dust of my family. Make me sit with the princes. Lift up your voice and pray around. From the dungeon of your village. In Jesus' name we pray. The time is running. Time is for us, not against us. After me, any embargo placed on my life, blocking my divine connection, be roasted by fire. Pray for a minute. Let me hear you. Go. Are you praying at all? In Jesus' name we pray. Pray with me. Say, any power that says I will not make it in this life. Say it again. Let me say, any power that says I will not make it in this life. Say, you are a liar. Scattered by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Any power, anybody. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, give me discernment to differentiate between godly connection and demonic connection. And lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Give me discernment. Let me differentiate. Let me not enter into the trap of the wicked because I'm looking for connection. There is a way that seems right. Let me not follow that one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I see a clock going anti-clockwise. The clock of your life will not go anti-clockwise in the name of Jesus. Amen. All the people God has placed and planted to be of help to you, may you meet with them in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, and in life, you can't be receiving help every time. There comes a time you are the one that will begin to help. I pray for you. When it's time for you to deliver to, you will not mess up in the name of Jesus. The heart of the king is in the hands of God. Whoever God has touched to be a blessing to you, I decree they will have no rest anymore in the name of Jesus. Last year, a man visited me in the house. And when he sat down, the Lord told me he sent him to give me something. This man didn't give me. He was just struggling. He said, how is everything? I said, I'm fine. And so we left. After 6 months, I remember. We were meeting here a few months ago. And I remember and I said, Father, that man visited me in the house that day. You told me, he came to me. You know, give me. I naked myself. Father, Balo, where? He called me on a Saturday and said, man of God, I want to talk to you. I said, talk now. Send me account number. I said, what did he say? He said, I said, I've heard. I drove home, I didn't send. He said, you want to kill me? I said, how? I said, I can't. Oh, Lord, stubborn. Your stubborn helper. The Lord will trouble them in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about 800,000. No. Kulala fear. Himbo. I showed to my daughter, I said, look at. He said, I said, oh, Lord, move. God will move. You know, all the people he has sent to you and their heart hardened in the name of the Lord Jesus. pray for you, your character. Your character. It is a wise. Will not destroy your great relationship in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your Boaz, your helper, your king, your Potiphar, sorry, your Pharaoh, your Paul, your Elijah, wherever they are, God Himself will create that right connection and atmosphere in the name of the Lord Jesus. And anybody in the wrong location, the Lord will take you to where you belong in life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray for you, finally, money will not stop your assignment. You will not use your own hand to scatter your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Shall we just thank Him for the connection He's going to begin to open for us? Because every service for somebody, can we just thank Him? Lord, I thank You for the new doors. For the new connection. For the openings.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.